Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Our pal Nicky Jabala, The Athletic, joins us to break down the Local 53. So, Nicky, what changed between he could have gone back into the game on Sunday, talking about Jaden Daniels, of course, and we know enough to rule him out here for the next week on Wednesday?
Yeah, so Dan Quinn said that he came out of the game sore, like how he felt, you know, Monday, Tuesday. He went through some of the precautionary testing, found that there's no structural issue, nothing long-term to be concerned about, but that he was sore afterwards. So they're going to hold him out for at least this game. They'll see how he is next week.
So sometimes it can be different in the room than like watching on the feed like I was, and you were there with Dan Quinn. It felt like his tone changed a bit on the questions about shutting him down or the value of playing again. Instead of kind of saying all the positives and running through the list of why they wanted to see him, he kind of said something to the effect of, we haven't really gotten there. We haven't talked about that. We're focusing on him not being able to play this week. Did you feel that too, or am I reading too much into it?
No, I think what you felt is what a lot of us felt. And I think he still feels like those reps are important, but you got to weigh in everything else too. I mean, they just lost Zach Ertz as well, who was one of his, you know, most reliable targets. And you want the kid to play. You want him, you know, to be out there if he's fully healthy. But, you know, if he can't fully be himself, if he can't do all the things, you know, that he normally would because of, you know, the whatever he's feeling with his elbow currently, and if he doesn't have, you know, somewhat close a full group, I guess the feeling maybe that, you know, you're putting him at greater risk than you're reaping in any rewards. So I think that's something that they're weighing now and over the next few weeks as they monitor his health.
We saw this on Hard Knocks last night, and I know you're on the team every day, Nick, and you covered so closely, but I think the outside looking in, it's easy to sort of think of these guys as kind of anonymous, you know, just uniform numbers and, you know, sort of automatons running inside them. But you could see how moved everybody was by that Zach Ertz injury and what he meant to them, and that kind of, you know, comedy skit where they spliced him running a route together with like the 100-year-old guy scoring a touchdown at whatever you know, practice that was, that funny video. But go into that a little bit, what he meant to this roster, the young people, and for them trying to really do this, you know, culture establishment.
Yeah, I mean, Quinn mentioned this, he was the first guy that Adam Peters signed. He came in with the familiarity of Cliff Kingsbury's system, so he had not only, you know, his own resume as a player, but he was huge in helping others sort of, you know, get up to speed on the offense. And then he's just naturally a leader. I mean, you look at his experience, the way he carries himself, he's incredibly process oriented. I mean, what Coach Ray said on that in his cameo on Hard Knocks was totally accurate. I mean, you guys have been out there. You see him, you know, in his routine, even pre-practice, and it's exactly the same every time. Like he sticks to it, and he's incredibly hardworking. Guys respect him. He's always willing to help other guys. He's been, you know, a really good mentor to Jaden and others on offense and across the team, really. So, yeah, and I think they recognize the fact that, you know, he's, you know, whatever year he's in at this point in his career, he's 35. You know, you don't know how many chances you're going to get to be able to play. And he, you know, after a few trying seasons in Arizona, he finally got healthy here and was able to play every game, you know, since he signed. So for this to happen is, you know, just, you hate to see it. I mean, I know these guys make good money. They, you know, he's won a ring. He has plenty of accolades, but this is their livelihood. This is what they know. So when you suddenly lose it, you know, on one play, it can be, you know, pretty traumatizing.
Nikki Javala of The Athletic. Do you think we see him again this year?
No. No, I do not.
And did that change for you today, or have you felt that way since Sunday?
Zach Ertz?
Oh, sorry. No, I'm talking about Jaden, if that was...
Oh, I was going to say, that would be the fastest I've ever seen anybody...
It'd be a miraculous recovery.
Yes,
yeah.
That would be Adrian Peterson on steroids, I think.
Right. Do I think we've seen... you know, honestly, I keep going back and forth on this, too. I don't honestly know. Like, after the game, I thought, yeah, he'll probably play again based on Quinn's answer. And then today it's like, well, you know, maybe they will shut him down.
Right.
But the fact that he was out practice too, I mean, he wasn't doing a whole lot, but you know, practices are fairly light at this stage in the season anyway. And he was limited, but yeah, I kind of go back and forth. I wouldn't be surprised either way at this point. I'd say I'd probably be a little bit more surprised if he did play. But I just, you know, at this
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When I just think the risk of re-injury outweighs the reward, but you know, I think that's what made it somewhat confusing when Quinn did say that he could have gone back in the third quarter. I think that's what's kind of throwing people. It threw me for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely thrown. So Nick, my final one on this kind of Jaden subject here is, do you expect anything to be different if he does play? In other words, I'm not smart enough to know terminology or what should be done, et cetera, but I just want someone to say, hey, it's a problem he gets hit more than any quarterback, numbers approximate, in the sport when he does play. We've got to change that, mm-hmm. and let's prioritize that. Would you expect that to, you know, sort of leak out and become a talking point or part of the background, or it's just one of those, hey, man, it's football, and we shrug our shoulders?
Yeah, I mean, this is a super vague answer that nobody will like, but I think when you look at just the stats alone, it's kind of taken out of context. Like, because then the blame gets pointed at the offensive line. Like, oh, he's taking right. so many hits. The offensive line has actually been pretty good this season. Like, they've been one of the more consistent groups. And then you look at his scramble rate. Well, look at each scramble. Where could he have gone in those? There are so many of those where I'm like, nobody's open. Where do you want him to go? Like, you know, and he got a good block from Jeremy McNichols, and yeah, he should take that right up the middle. Now, there are some where you're like, yeah, that was dumb. Don't do that ever again. But I think there have been more where I feel like, where do you want him to go? No, I think that's when you can maybe question, like, could they call something different? Could they, you know, do something to spring somebody else free? Like, I just feel like they got to get him more weapons in the offseason, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they're headed toward the offseason at lightning pace at this point, and it's pretty clear that's what they need to do. We'll let you out on this one, Nikki. If they don't win again, which is on the table here, they're underdogs to the Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles. They'll have lost 12 in a row. I just can't. I mean, that's such a crazy thing to say out loud. It doesn't really happen. Some of these 0-16 teams or 1-15 teams will have that, but even some of those, you know, don't. I'm not suggesting anybody from Peters or Quinn is in trouble, but like, what would happen if they lose 12 in a row? How different? What does it shift in the building? Or do you just kind of go, 12 in a row or 2-10 in that stretch? No big difference. Like, I just think it's
hard to do that. Did you? I mean, like, after that game against the Vikings, did you not know that they weren't bad? Like whether they lose 4 more, like, they're bad. They're just not good right now.
Right, but teams that are bad win all the time. This weekend, the
Titans won.
The Titans won a game.
But they're not even competitive. They haven't been competitive for a long time at this point.
Right.
So, yeah, it's 4 more games, it's 12 in a row, and that's a massive number, but they haven't been competitive, for a long time. I mean, probably the first half of Kansas City, right?
Pretty
but
much,
for a full game, I don't remember the last time they were
Denver
really
The Denver game is the only one.
Dolphins, they were competitive.
Denver, yeah, but that felt more, you know, the way this season is going, like, I mean this respectfully to the team, like, that felt more fluky than anything. That was an outlier compared to everything else they've put
definitely.
Out.
Agreed.
Definitely. I guess that's my point. As bad as it is, maybe I shouldn't start the conversation with, hey, they shouldn't do anything severe. Like, this is really bad. I guess that's all I'm saying.
It's really bad.
Yes.
It's really bad. I mean, like, would you be surprised if they lost the next 4? I mean, I wouldn't, honestly.
No.
No.
They're going to be underdogs 4 times.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the number of teams that have lost 12 in a row over the last 25 years is a minuscule number. And it almost feels like rotten food to me. Like, the smell when I open the refrigerator will be so bad that I have to question everything. It's not just we had some injuries, or we'll get rid of this coordinator. It's like, how sure am I that these people really, I should just keep taking their word that they all know what they're doing?
Well, the thing that's so baffling to me is this is, you know, almost entirely, it's the same coaching staff that they had last year. It's much of the roster is the same from last year, at least the starting group was. They've lost so many guys to injuries, obviously. But, you know, they brought in Debo, they brought in Laremy, but I genuinely feel like the receiving corps has hurt them a ton. You know, the injuries there. I thought they had a much stronger receiving core last year. I think, you know, Olamide is still one of the more underrated players, and Diami, though, you know, he showed up in spurts, like, he could still, his speed, he could still take it over the top and, like, score one for you, you know? They don't have anywhere near the depth they had there. But, you know, the team is generally close to the same. So for them to go to the NFC Championship game 1 year and then, you know, fall off the face of the earth the next year. It just doesn't add up.
Whatever
it's
this
backwards.
Is.
Yeah, remember we were going, it's amazing they got so much continuity in the coaching staff. Isn't
right.
that incredible?
Is that a good thing now? Like, I don't know.
Man.
We will be reading Nikki's work in The Athletic. She does an amazing job covering the team. Thank you, Nikki.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.